Welcome to the Hospitality Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Turk. Join me as we dive into the personal stories of some of the world's best hospitality professionals. We follow the journey of their ups, downs, and wild turns to find out what it truly takes to make it in the amazing world of hospitality. This episode is brought to you by our podcast partners at Real Time Reservation. Their inventory management system is best in class for hotels and resorts to manage their non-room inventory. The web-based application allows for creative upselling of overnight and daytime visitors with add-ons and pre-planned packages. Hotel guests and non-guests can reserve cabanas, pool chairs, activities, amenities, excursions, events, day passes, and much more. The real-time reservation platform offers a fully integrated pre-arrival portal where guests are verified through the property management system. Guests can prepay for cabanas and activities through credit card integrations, which are then processed through point of sale. All of our listeners that might be interested in using real-time reservation are welcome to explore the demo at realtimereservation.com. Once again, that's realtimereservation.com. All right, we are live here for an impromptu office hours here for the Hospitality Mentor. We're here live in our studios on this beautiful Friday afternoon here in Miami. Now, I'm going to be taking some of your questions. Some of you had sent them in over the last week, and I'll get to those. But a quick update on what we've got going on in my world. It's been a lot of fun. I've been going out to all of the hotels for the 50 hotels and 50 day challenge. And we are now at hotel number 20. So I visited hotel number 20 today, and it's been a fun journey. And for those of you who have not seen it yet, this is the challenge. We are looking for a unique service or amenity that's available in a public place in a hotel that's available to all guests. And so it's not something you have to pay for. It could be. But really looking for something that is available to everybody that's unique in that hotel. And we found some really great things from hotels 1 to 19. So for all of you that have been watching that, thank you so much. I appreciate all the comments for the encouragement. And knowing that you're watching makes it a lot of fun to do that 50 hotel and 50 day challenge. And I appreciate David Turk, bro, watching the 50 day challenge. It's been a lot. And a lot of people have been asking me, man, why do 50? I just thought it was a cool number. It sounds good. You're going to kind of watch if I go to 5 hotels in 5 days. So it's been a lot of learning at each of these hotels too, because some of these places are doing things that I hadn't seen yet. Like the Four Seasons has these awesome hammocks that are floating over the pool deck. We just showed that. So those kind of things is what we're looking for. The next one's coming up. I can't tell you where, but I'll give you a hint. They've got an awesome game set up just in their lobby area. That's a lot of fun. So that'll be coming out next week. So if you haven't been watching yet, make sure to subscribe on YouTube or here on LinkedIn. If you're watching here on LinkedIn, on the Hospitality Mentor channel. So that's been a lot of fun doing those. And David, I see you're asking about Biscayne Coffee. I do have an update for that here. A big one, actually, that I'm excited about. You can see you got the Biscayne Coffee over the shoulder here, always in the office, ready to go. But the 50 hotel, 50 day challenge, if you want me to come to your hotel, I can come in unannounced. I got a lot of you asking me to come. But the whole thing is, what I was told before I started from a lot of the viewers was they don't want to be set up and staged. So we're coming into the hotel unannounced, which makes it challenging. Some of the hotels have stopped me as I walked in. Like one of my favorite hotels is Satay. Alex, who's the general manager, your team did a good job. They saw me filming. They asked me not to because there's signs put up around there to protect privacy of some of those high-end clients and celebrities that are there. But I'm coming through and enjoying it, and we'll continue on that journey. And for David Turk, the Biscayne Coffee update, a big one. I don't think I told you this. A big thank you to John Knox Village out there. It's a big retirement community here in Pompano Beach, Florida, and they are now becoming one of our biggest coffee clients. So they will be offering their client or their community our coffee. So I'll be there next week for the grand opening of their new coffee shop, which is very exciting. But a lot of fun things going on as well over at Tangy Management, which is our vacation rental company. And now we're getting into more hospitality overall. So we do vacation rental, short-term rental, long-term rental, management of homes, and we're actively getting into that boutique hotel space as well. So if you have a boutique hotel that you're looking to partner with to get some of that vacation rental vibes and experience, let us know over at Tangy or just send me a message. We're happy to talk to you. But enough of the opening chatter here. I'm very grateful for all of you following along on those 50 hotels in 50 days. But I want to get to your questions. And we've got a bunch of them, so I'm going to try to get to as many as I can because I do have a meeting to go to right after this. So the first one is from Marcus in San Francisco, California. Marcus says, I run a boutique hotel and want to use technology to personalize guest experiences. Which tech tools do you recommend for improving customer retention? Well, there's a lot of tools out there, and it seems like there's more and more every month that are coming out. So the first thing I always tell people about using technology is to use tools that have been created by people who understand hospitality. So as Marcus said, you're looking for a tool to personalize guest experience. You want people who have worked in guest experience creating these tools. Don't use technology that is created by someone who's never worked in hospitality. That's something I always look for. Who's on that leadership team? Who co-founded the company? Do they have people who have hospitality backgrounds? Look for those. One I always go to, not just because they're a client, it's because I also love their tools, is real-time reservation. Check them out. They've got several tools all in one platform. So like when I was an executive at hotels, I would have to use like 18 different tools that I would have to log into or more. And I'd be using these tools all in different platforms, and it made it really hard. So real-time reservation is creating things that you can use all in one. So for restaurants, for amenities, for your pool deck, basically anything that's not a room, they're controlling. So that's a good one. The other thing that if you're not using, if you haven't used any AI tools out there, spend that $20 on ChatGPT, right? Start practicing how to use AI. There's so many people out there that I'm talking to that, one, aren't interested in using it because they think it's a fad. Two, their companies are not allowing them to use it for certain things, which I understand for copyright, if you're a writer or something like that. But for operations and hospitality, man, there's a thousand ways to do it. Like, here's a good example. If you run a restaurant or even hotel reviews, download the Excel sheet that you have all your reviews in, plug it into ChatGPT, ask it to dissect your top three trends, positive and negative, and to create an action plan for you with daily, weekly, and monthly plans. And ChatGPT will pump this out for you. This is something that I really think you should be looking into more. So Marcus, hopefully that helps you a little bit. There are tons of tools out there, but make sure to work with tools that are created by people in hospitality, things that will make your team more efficient so you don't have to log into a bunch of different tools, and start playing with AI because it is a tool that is tremendous, and I don't think we're using it enough yet in hotels. All right, next question is from Emily in Austin, Texas. During big events like South by Southwest, are vacation rental properties get fully booked? What are your best practices for managing multiple properties with high guest turnover? Wow. Well, it's not just one practice. There's a bunch that you got to focus on here. And vacation rentals can be tough. So I don't know if you're all in one building, Emily. Maybe you can let me know in the comments. Or if you're in single family homes. But for Tangy, we have a lot of single family homes. And the way we manage this is our meetings that we have weekly. So we have, just like I would have in a hotel, a daily lineup. So we know everything that's going on, who's checking in, who's checking out. We have meetings on scheduling for housekeepers and handymen to know who's going to what properties. That's a separate one. And then the leadership has meetings to talk about how we're going to manage everything coming through, especially if it's quickly turning over multiple rooms and we don't have enough housekeepers for those homes. We need to bring in extra help, or do we need to hire some part-time people? There's a lot that we do, but our best practice is really prior planning, right? The prior planning prevents poor performance. I truly still believe in that with our team, and we have set meetings just for vacation rentals. So our best practices really are sticking to our weekly meetings for each one of these departments and ensuring everybody knows what they have to accomplish in a busy week. Hopefully that helps. And if you got some other questions, let me know here in the comments and I'll answer for you, Emily. Thank you. All right, Layla from my hometown in Miami. Our beachfront vacation rentals face unique challenges during the busy tourist season. How do you suggest we train our staff to maintain high service standards even though it's busy? All right, well, similar to Emily, a good question on vacation rentals is training is not just a one-time thing. you've got to be focused on your training really every day. So when you're inspecting homes or going to the property to meet with your team and you see something wrong, you got to address it right then and there. If you don't do that, your team will think it's okay. They think they're not doing anything incorrectly. It's the same thing in hotels. Hotels have their standard operating procedures. That's what we call SOPs for every department. And the way those SOPs should be written is that if you had somebody stepping in for the first time ever in that role, they should be able to read those procedures and understand what to do for that position. Now, it can be harder for some big time roles that are more in the executive level, but for the line level staff, they should know what's expected of them. They should be held accountable to what's expected of them. And the people that are not doing a good job, don't be afraid to let them go, right? I know that it's hard to say, oh, well, I don't have a replacement, but keeping on a bad apple will really spread to everybody else on your team. You don't want somebody who's not following your standards and the way you're training the things, but really everyday things. So these 5-star, 5-diamond hotels I've worked at, you want to get those 5 stars. It's training every single day, having a mission that the whole team knows what the goal is. So it's hitting a certain service score or hitting a certain value score, whatever it is, you need to have your scorecard that your team can follow. So training is an everyday thing for you, Layla. So I hope that helps you. It's not the sexiest answer, but it's the right answer. You got to focus on those things. Now we've got David Donahoe, David, make sure I misspelled your last name. What are your thoughts about instant booking of group business online and hotels' ability to sell group 24/7, 365, VP of engagement at Group 360? I like it. I think it's would be a great tool for hotels. I think hotels right now, it can be a little bit hard to book a group business, David. And so if your tool is able to do it in a way that communicates with everybody, doesn't double book hotel rooms or meeting rooms, I think it would be a great way. It's pretty hard now to book group meeting rooms. And we've talked about this in some other podcasts I do. I would love to see that change a little bit, because you can book a hotel room pretty easily. You can book your cabana now. You can book a restaurant now. But if you want to book an event, there are a lot of moving pieces to it, but I would love to see it be booked easier. So hopefully that helps you, David, and I appreciate you following along and watching today. Next question we got is from Tom in New York City. What are the financial benefits of using sustainable energy in hotel operations? Well, I'm definitely not an engineer, Tom, or a hotel, but I can tell you I've worked in hotels that have implemented big sustainable changes, especially in the way that windows are tinted, the way that we do ACs in the room, the way we power a lot of the things in the room that are smart, and we've seen gigantic savings. So I don't know enough to really go into all the details about it, but I'm a big believer in using sustainable practices in hospitality and hotel operations. We see a clear difference when they're implemented, and it goes really straight to the bottom line. So if you don't have those practices in your hotel, I would say to start, especially for the energy portion of it, because that's a huge cost every month on that P&L. So Tom, I wish I had more answers for you on that, but you give me your email in there, I'll connect you with the person who can answer a lot of things for you. All right, next question is from Sarah in Chicago. I'm considering adding local culinary experiences to my boutique hotel offerings. How could this attract more tourists and enhance their stay? Well, if you don't have a restaurant, I think this is a great thing for your boutique hotel. And I would say there's some apps out there now that you can team up with where they have culinary staff on demand, but I would work with your local restaurants, because these mom and pop restaurants would be happy to team up with you, especially if you're sending the right clientele. So invite them to your hotel, meet with them, tell them that you want to send people their way or host unique dinner experiences, or that maybe you have your top 10 clients that you know could come every single year and you want to host them to a wonderful local dinner. I think that's a great idea, because now more and more we see in all the reports that are coming out is that people want unique experiences. They're not afraid to pay for them, and they're willing to pay up for the places that are hosting them. So if your hotel or boutique hotel or even vacation rental is teaming up with local culinary experiences, culinary tourism is huge, and people want experiences that they can take photos of and remember for a long time. So I would say make sure to push for it, Sarah, especially in Chicago where you're at. You've got so many great restaurants that people actually go travel to just to enjoy. It's not even the fanciest restaurants. It's like the best sandwich place that you've got there. It's, you know, the place with the best deep dish pizza. So keep pushing for those local culinary experiences. I really think that will help you big time. All right. Next one is from Raj. Raj in Denver. What emerging trends should hotel owners be aware of to stay competitive in the next 5 years? Wow, that's a big question. Off the top of my head is, look, we're all looking for team members to work in our hotels, and it's only getting harder. We have a lot of great people who are voices for the industry trying to get people to work in the hotels. But I would say technology that helps make your teams more efficient, right? I would be looking for these things in all areas, front and back of the house. You've got leaders that are ultra stressed out because they're using things that were built really like in the 1990s that they still have to use now. And there's so many better tools out there that they could use today. I'm sure some of you are using them. You see them in new PMSs that are coming out that are raising millions of dollars. You're seeing them in robotics now in the back of house. So you have robots that are helping cook side by side the chefs. You see even bartenders, right? I was on a cruise not too long ago where they had a robot bartender on the cruise that was assisting another human bartender. And I talked to that bartender and they loved the help, right? It was just an interesting thing to see. And I think we're going to see more and more of this, right? We talked about AI and how that could help go through really mundane tasks very quickly. And now we're seeing that team up with some robotics, which I would like to see more in the back of the house instead of front of the house. But if I can walk up to a robot that's making coffees consistently and I don't have to wait in a long line because there's only one barista, you can kind of see that. So I think the emerging trends is really, how are you going to make your teams more efficient? That way your guests are happy and the guests continue to come back. So Raj, I'm keeping my eye out on tools that are making team members more efficient, especially in the next 2 years. I think that's going to be something we see big time. All right. And for those that are watching live out there, if you have questions, don't be afraid to put them in the comments section. We got these that came in emailed when we announced we were going to go live not too long ago. All right. Next question is from Hannah in Seattle. How effective are loyalty programs for hotels when it comes to enhancing guest satisfaction and retention? I love this. Loyalty programs are huge. I mean, we see it with the big three of Hilton, Hyatt, Marriott. They really push their loyalty programs, and they have hundreds of millions of people in those loyalty programs. And they are starting to use that data to really dial in to what people want when they're traveling. I think the number for Marriott was something they had like 210 million people or 230 million people in their loyalty program. So imagine all of that data that they can use to help customize experiences for people when they're traveling. And now with AI, they just implemented it, Marriott did, into their website to kind of help do searches. So they're testing this. I really think they're going to use more of this AI to help go through all their big data so that they can then provide unique travel, hotels, and experiences for us individually. So I'm excited to see where that goes in the next 12 months because they're already practicing doing that. And I think it would be a lot of fun to see, like, I can update all the things that I like in my profile as a loyalty program member and get those things when I arrive at that hotel, whether it's a favorite cookie or drink or pillow or view that I like. I think those things are huge, and the loyalty programs that do the best job will win. And it's not just for hotels too. You got this for credit cards that have those loyalty programs. Like, I love my American Express points. I'm sure, Hannah, you use something as well that you are signed up for and you're diehard about. So you're going to see this be big. I really think this will like take big steps in the next couple of years because we have all that data now in those loyalty programs. So that will help really push, enhance the guest satisfaction, and people will keep coming back. So hopefully that helped you, Hannah. Next question is from Nina in Nashville, Tennessee. Can you share some innovative strategies for hotels to partner with local businesses? Well, we talked about that already a little bit, Nina, but I'll give you a quick one. Is working with local business doesn't have to be restaurants. We talked about the culinary experiences. I think this can be anything. So whether it's a tour guide that you love having work with you at your hotel, whether it's a certain local vendor that makes unique, not amenities, but gifts that people can take home, right? I think that you can look around your hotel and see some local businesses that you can send your guests to that will enhance their stay. Right. So if it's not a culinary experience, you've got businesses that have gifts, they've got shopping. You've got maybe even great gyms to go to. I've seen that where you team up with a great gym partner. So the people that really want to focus on their wellness can go to. So I think it's really just looking around. You'd be surprised. As a hotel, local businesses would love to work with you. And every time I reached out to a local business to see if they wanted to team up with the hotel I worked at, they would jump through hoops to try to make it happen. So make a couple calls, send a couple emails. I really think you'd be surprised about who's going to work with you. All right. Coming through here live is Carlos. Carlos, managing a casino hotel has its unique challenges. Are you in Vegas? Yes, you're in Vegas. Great. Could you discuss the major operational differences between traditional hotel and casino hotels? Ooh. Carlos, I can't help you there. I have not worked in a casino hotel. I've been to casino hotels. And in talking to people who've worked in casino hotels, the hotel operations are very similar, but they're really driving people to spend in those casinos. And they're willing to give them upgrades in casinos. I don't know if you work in a casino hotel, but I don't know the exact challenges. I haven't worked in one yet. But I know in talking to people that have through the podcast that hotel operations very much the same, and they have casino specialists focusing on the casino. But I think you have a lot of the same challenges as you would at a big resort, but you've got to work with people also on the casino side that know how to drive numbers. Let's get one more in here before we sign off. We've got Derek. Derek is in Boston. It says, a small vacation rental business. How can I use social media to boost my visibility and bookings? Ooh, this is a good one, especially if you're talking to my friend Ben Wolf, who's been on the Hospitality Mentor podcast. He created basically his whole company off of social media. His company Onera, if you check it out, is beautiful. It's like this outdoor experiential property. It's like a mix of hotel slash vacation rental slash art, really. And he made his whole business. He's a big believer that Instagram and TikTok will be the next booking channels. Because if you have things that people really connect with and see online, they're going to book directly with you. So if you don't have anything posted yet, start to post. And the other part is if you're creating something, Derek, I don't know if you've started to create something or if you already have something, but the creator journey is filming, documenting everything you're doing to start creating the place that you want to sell. And you can post that story on social media and a lot of people will connect with that founder story. I'm doing that right now. We're trying to get this glamping site up and running here just outside of Miami on a beautiful farm. And it has been a challenge, but we're documenting all those things so that if we can get this up and running, but when we get this up and running, I'll be able to share that story and show how hard it was and how hard we worked to make it happen. And it's going to be beautiful. We will have social media pushing that all the time to get people to book. So I hope that helps you, Derek, but get on it. It will help you big time. And I know a lot of people are really doing a good job at that. All right. Well, that's all the time I've got for questions right now. I just want to thank you all for hopping in here for a quick 25 minutes to do a live office hours live here from Miami, Florida. And if you want to see me do some more of these lives, let me know. I would love to do them with you. As long as you're joining, I'm happy to answer your questions. And every Tuesday, we've got a new podcast out on the Hospitality Mentor. I do a live show with Good Morning Hospitality and my host, Sarah Dandishy, which I love doing. And who knows, maybe I throw this in every Friday as well. This might be our fourth one because I do a live podcast with my partner, Victor Feria for Tangy Talks 2, where we just talk vacation rental, short-term rental business. So love spending this time with you. And until next time, we'll talk soon.
This podcast is brought to you by Biscayne Coffee. Biscayne Coffee was founded with a giving spirit and a big idea to enjoy delicious coffee roasted in Miami while helping save Biscayne Bay and the animals that live there. As a former food and beverage director, I can assure you these are some of the best quality beans on the planet. 10% of every coffee sold is donated to nonprofits to help preserve Biscayne Bay for all to enjoy. Visit BiscayneCoffee.com today and use promo code MENTOR at checkout to save 10% on your first order. Drink good coffee and create a good outcome.